time for your daily update with Glenn Beagle on Smart Radio AM 700 KBYR.
Why in the world can't the left leave Sarah Palin alone? What is it about that woman that it inspires them? It makes them wake up. It's like an alarm clock that goes off every day. It's like Pavlov's dogs. It's the most amazing thing. We've never seen anything like it. I mean, these guys, she's on twice on the front page of the Anchorage Daily News. She's on the front page of Newsmax. She's on the front page of the New York Times, the LA Times, just about every day, in addition to Drudge, one of the most watched news sites in the country, in the world maybe. What about Sarah Palin drives the media up a tree? Well, there's two levels upon which this should be viewed. The first level that you have to be aware of is the individual reporter. Why does the individual reporter salivate every time the Sarah Palin bell rings? Bing! And out they go. They have to cover her. She could say, I think I would like prune juice for breakfast. Oh, prune juice, they would be covering that all day long, every day. Well, here she gives a speech over in San Francisco, and a bunch of student radicals, of which I'm sure the whatever college she was at, there are an infinite number of student radicals, they just happen to be digging through some trash. So while they're just happen to be digging through some trash, they find a copy of a contract that Sarah Palin signed. Now, there are horrific things. If you have small children in the room, you may want to cover their ears. She likes twisty straws. She wants two bottles of water on the podium. She would like to fly first class if she is in a commercial flight. Well, these are absolutely shocking and horrific things. Are they really newsworthy? Are you serious? Not only are they newsworthy, but Jerry Brown has figured out some reason why he needs to use the force of the government of California. He is, after all, the attorney general there, to try and take Sarah Palin out. What's going on here? The individual reporter loves to cover Sarah Palin because she's like a news story that's just going on. They love her. They're addicted to her. She's a drug. She's media nip. She's like catnip, but for the media. So they can't stop themselves. They can't help themselves. And normally, if things work the way the media has always worked, normally when people in the media are not supposed to cover things, their editors will tell them, you know, I really don't think that's a very interesting story. Well, what's going on there? Well, there's a second level to this that we actually have to be aware of. That's the level upon which politics is actually played. Paul Begala and Jim Carville could shut down coverage of Sarah Palin tomorrow. If they didn't want Sarah Palin's name to appear on the front page of any paper or to be covered in any of the main news media outlets, they would simply make a call and say, covering Sarah Palin might be bad for our party and it might be bad for you. Why don't you not cover her anymore? Bing! Off they'd go. There's that bell again. So Sarah Palin coverage could be stopped almost instantaneously. Bing! Why don't they? That really is the question you should be asking yourself. They don't stop coverage of Sarah Palin because they want her covered. All of the Republican eggs in one basket. Now, whether or not you think Sarah Palin's the greatest thing on planet Earth or not, the one thing that you don't want to happen is for the media and Jim Carville and Paul Begala to be deciding who the Republican Party and who the conservative movement should choose as their leader. That's something for the marketplace to decide. There is some danger here, folks, and at least now you know about it. I'm Glenn Beagle. Thanks for listening. Bing!
Email your comments to Glenn with one N at kbyr.com. Tune into the Glenn Beagle Show weekdays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on Smart Radio AM 700 KBYR. Breaking news, stimulating talk.